You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome you back as we have reached the final hour on this Thursday afternoon. We remember Phyllis, who passed away yesterday. One more clip before we get back to your calls from about 7 years ago. Phyllis from Mulga is next.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
First of all, hey, Counter. You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel? Let's have a bowl game of our own. We could call it the Cow Turd Bowl. And you can, I guess I'll walk away with a stink award. But, Paul, let me ask you something. Do you think that Alabama played mediocre teams this year? Do you think any of the teams
no,
that
I don't
Alabama
think,
played
never,
were
No,
good?
I didn't think they played. I mean, they beat the number one team in the country. But, you know, where is Mississippi State going to finish is really what most people are going to ask. I mean, Alabama played the schedule it had. It had no control over the schedule. At the time, Alabama played a number of teams. They were good, but the SEC West, cliche of the year, cannibalized itself. But the SEC West was a disaster in the postseason, which is what people remember going into the next year.
Well, I don't care what people remember.
All LSU had to do was win its bowl game.
I mean,
Auburn had to win its bowl game.
They won the SEC championship.
Okay.
That was a great feat.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody thinks.
Hey, Phyllis.
Cal Turd or anybody else.
Phyllis.
Canale, you name them. I don't care what they think. Alabama was good this year. Alabama played their hearts out. They won 12 freaking games. You can't take that away from them, Paul. My God, yes, they're not going to vie for the national championship. They lost last night, but I'm proud. I'm proud of every single game they won this year. And I don't care what the naysayers say. They can kiss my butt. I really don't care. But Alabama is still going to be the team to beat. Next year, we are loaded, people. So is the SEC. So come this way. Just come this way,
Phyllis.
One more time. How about the SEC?
Phyllis,
when
explain,
it was
the, explain this to explain.
When you wrote the book, Paul, SEC was riding high. A few games cannot make the SEC look bad. You hear me, Cal Turd? The SEC don't look bad, not because of something you say. Nobody's going to take your word at heart. I certainly am not. I'm proud of Bama. Thank you, Bama, for the season you've had. I will never forget it, and I'm looking forward to next year. And, Paul, Bama did great. I'm proud of them. And roll damn Tide. That's all I can say is roll Tide. Bye.
Thank you, Phyllis. Squirrel is next. Hey, Squirrel.
You know, so many people listened to your show because of Phyllis. You know, I mean, and started listening to your show. I mean, I listened before she. I mean, she was calling in already when I started listening back on your FM days. Before you went to satellite, which she blew up, and everybody just looked forward to Phyllis's calls. And we're going to miss her. We've missed her. You know, we've been missing her for a while. And I was lucky enough to have two or three phone conversations with her way back in the day. And it's just like Fred said, she's probably one of the nicest women you would ever want to meet.
It's interesting, Squirrel. I talked to Chris today, her son, and he said, I just want you to make sure people know that there was another side of her. And I think we all did.
Oh, everybody knew that. They knew her. I mean, she had her, just like Tammy, she had her radio persona, and then she had her real life. I didn't get to know that side of her. But from what I've heard from other people that did, you know, it sounds like them two ladies were cut from the same cloth. And great phone call by Jim today, very touching. And a great tribute to Phyllis. And while we're on the subject, I've always thought Logan was a cockroach prior to today. But today's phone call from him just set it to a new low. For him to have the whom the hell does he think he is to come on here and tell us what we want to, what we can talk about or not talk about, whether it be religion, politics, or whatever. I mean, this show has always been based on what callers want to say, and we've never been stifled. And like I said, just for him to come on and criticize Jim's prayer the other day, and if you don't like prayers like that other cockroach here at the end of the last hour, then turn the channel when one comes on. But to sit and criticize it, I don't know. I thought that was pretty pathetic.
Thanks, Squirrel. Appreciate it. Jim is next.
Well, that's probably the best phone call I ever heard of Squirrel. He's had some good ones, but that was a great call. And he texted me a while ago and told me I had a great call, and I appreciated it. You know, Paul, this show is where people break up and get back together, and it's funny how that's amazing. That's what makes this show like that saying, you never know what you're gonna get in a box of Cracker Jacks, right? And that's what this show is. You just never know what you're going to get. I really respect and appreciate what William from Maryville said regarding me and about that guy, whoever it was. I never found out for sure. Jamari thinks it wasn't Dustin. He thinks it was probably that low-life Logan that Squirrel just mentioned. And he is a low-life, and he is a cockroach. And, boy, I love the words. That's a form of eloquence that Squirrel used a while ago, Paul. And I'm going to tell you something. If you listen to Phyllis, you hear her voice. She has eloquence in her voice even when she's going on a rant. That was what that lady was about. She had an ability to do that. That's why she's touched me so much today, not hearing her in the last few years. Man, I'm telling you, she inspired me. She inspired millions of people. I really believe it. And that's why all those people like Dice in New York, that's why they loved her, respected her, and admired her. She said what was on her mind, and she didn't let it sit on the shelf like so many others where it never gets said. She knew it needed saying, and she said it. And I appreciate what William said, and I'm back on his wagon if he'll take me. And Squirrel had a great call. I just appreciate all these things. Phyllis is a teacher. She taught us. She inspired us, and she led us, and she's always been the leader in the clubhouse, Paul, and you know that.
Jim, many thanks. It's great to hear from you. Chris is up next.
Paul, long time no talk. How are you doing, my friend?
Chris, back on the show after a long hiatus.
Yes, sir. You've come a long way since 9:60 a.m.
Yeah, I miss those days. Those were good times. I haven't had many jobs in radio, but that was a long run.
It was, Paul. I go back, I think, as long as Phyllis started calling in, her and I probably started calling in around the same time. And I just wanted to, reiterate some of the things you said, some of the other callers said, and especially something that her niece said about, the persona and who she was. I mean, that's who she was when she was talking about Alabama and the clips you played. That's not an act. That's who she was. But that was a sweet woman that cared about people in a special way, away from this show. And I remember when I was going through a tough time years ago, and I assume she got my number from you or Pat back then, and she called me to check on me, and that always meant a lot to me. And that's how I always remember Phyllis. And I just, you think of her, Tammy, and Shane, all gone, three legendary callers. They'd be on the Mount Rushmore of the Feinbaum show if there was one. I don't know who'd be the fourth. Maybe I am, but I'm sure he does not eager to join anytime soon. But I couldn't resist calling in, Paul, and saying hello to you and just letting everybody know what a special woman that Phyllis was. And that's how I always remember, is her calling me and checking on me.
Well, Chris, I'm glad you said that. We started the show today talking to Bob Lockamy.
Oh, my Lordy.
was
Gamma Curta not available?
Sadly, he's not. No, he died.
I knew he passed away too. Yes, sir.
By the way, I'm not. Please, I'm not laughing at his death.
I know.
Although he may have, if I had died, he might have laughed at mine.
I know people know that you went to Tammy's, and I know you would send your condolences and do everything you could for Phyllis. But I went with you to Shane's funeral, and the eulogy you gave there meant a lot. And people like Phyllis and
well,
Shane,
the thing that I remember most about that, Chris, and there was a running gag that Shane started that Shane,
I'll go ahead and tell this story while you're on the air.
Yeah.
Shane died on a Thursday night. It came out Friday, and it was the and Saturday morning I did a show in Atlanta. It was the day of the SEC championship game.
Right.
And it was like, LSU and Georgia, one of those years. So Shane always told everybody he was my brother-in-law.
Oh, yes.
And that day, we did the show for SiriusXM in the morning, and then I went to the game. I may have had 5,000 people walk up to me and say, Paul, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother-in-law. And that was, I never had enough nerve to tell anybody he wasn't my brother-in-law.
I mean, I know that made Shane smile wherever he was. But, Paul, I'll tell you what, another thing I remember is a trip up to Huntsville.
Oh, my goodness.
Phyllis, Shane, and was Tammy in the car with us too? Was it?
I don't know. I cannot remember. I've got a picture of that somewhere. But Shane and Phyllis and Pat Smith was driving, and I would have to be on my last day on Earth if I told the greatest story Phyllis has ever told me. But I don't think I can do it yet.
Well, she told some good stories that day on the way up there and back, and she will certainly be missed. And I wanted to, like I said, offer my condolences to her and her family and to all the people that enjoyed listening to her.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. Really great to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
We head to the break. We had a lot of people wanting to call in and remember Phyllis on this incredibly sad but inspirational day as we think about her life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Well, the legends are out tonight remembering one of the all-timers. K-Dub is next.
Brother Bees, man, it wouldn't be me if I didn't call in and chime in on our sister Phyllis here. Sad news to hear that. Can you hear me good? I apologize because I'm outside and
you sound great.
Okay. Just making sure. But yeah, she gave me her approval a long time ago. I do other her favorite words, and that is Roll Tide. So I did have that in my favor. But, you know, when I started out on this show, you know, she definitely came to me and gave me her approval and legend. I don't know if he might remember that as well. But she even told us one time, you know, hey, it's y'all time now. It's y'all time to go ahead and take off. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all carry this down. And for a while, we tried to do that, you know. And, you know, Phyllis has always been encouraging to me. And one thing about her is that fire, man, that fire can be unmatched. It's not matched by anyone. Now, you'll be lucky to get a fiery call out of your regulars maybe once or twice. But this lady gave you fire every time she called in. You definitely say anything bad about Alabama, you definitely going to get that fire. So I just don't see how she would do that. I could turn the fire on sometime when that was needed, but her fire just stayed on. That fire was hot. And if no one believed that this woman was a legend on these airwaves and on this microphone, you're fooling yourself. I mean, straight up, all-time first ballot Hall of Famer. And just like Tammy, I want to propose this to you, Paul. We have to retire the name. No one else can come on these airwaves and say their name is Phyllis. It can't be, Paul. I hope you agree with me on that.
I do. That's a wonderful gesture, and I'm so glad you mentioned that.
We have to retire that name. No one else.
Well,
Dale,
but I want to say this. Yeah. You've been a big part of it as well. We miss you, though, and we hope you can start coming back a little bit more.
I appreciate that. You know, I'll be honest. You know, I've been having my own things I'm, you know, going through, and nothing like major or anything like that. But, you know, just trying to work and do other things. And I've been listening and I've been checking in. But, you know, like I said, it goes back to that fire. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I just didn't have the fire, the desire to, you know, and other things kind of got in the way.
I understand.
Not saying I don't love this show.
Well,
hold on, I want you to get that understood.
No,
it's not
I understand.
Because I don't love the show. It's just because other things got in the way, and you know, things happen like that. But I appreciate you even saying that and even noticing that I've been gone. You know,
no. Listen, we know here. You're not the only one, but you're certainly one of the most prominent people that in the history of this show. And I hope whenever you have time and feel the inclination, I hope you'll come back and chat with us.
I definitely will, man. And last but not least, one last roll tide for Phyllis. Roll tide, and I appreciate you taking my call, B's. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. I-Man is next.
What a tremendous call by K-Dub.
Truly.
And I agree with him totally. Retire the name. I mean, there's no other Phyllis. And if there's somebody out there that is Phyllis that calls in, you're Rita or somebody. You're not Phyllis. That's a tremendous call.
That was one of the great ones.
You know, Paul, I sat back and listened to your program for 2 days before I ever called it when you came to Montgomery. And there was a bunch of guys, and you really couldn't sort them all out. But it seemed to me like you sicked the callers on the new people coming in and calling, because your callers in Birmingham was eating everybody's lunch. But
yeah, they did. They did not like the expansion. Montgomery was the first affiliate, and they did not really care for that. They didn't think that was a good idea.
No, they did not. And I tell you what, they let it be known too that, you know, what a bunch of imbeciles were calling in. I just sat back and listened, and the guys got kind of all blurry. You know, you had Shane, Bob, Don, Jim, Bob, Bobby. You had everybody. But there was only a couple women callers that I can remember, and that was Catherine and Phyllis.
Oh yeah,
and there's no doubt that Phyllis has always been the queen of this program, no doubt whatsoever. And I guess any of the guys could have been king for the segment, king for the day, king for the hour, or whatever, because there were so many great callers in that time. But I remember meeting Phyllis at the second Christmas party you invited me to. And she was standing there talking. She came up and started talking to you, and she's just running off. And I targeted Phyllis from the very first phone call. I mean, she was somebody that I knew that I was going to have fun with, because I knew that I could mention Jean Stallings and throw her out of her game, and it would be fun. And so she's standing there talking to you, and you just kind of looked at me, and you said, "Phyllis, you know who this is, don't you?" And she looked over and she had no clue. She said, "That's I'm in." And she turned around and looked at me. She said, "I could just slap your face." And then she hugged me and kissed me. And and we became instant friends. And later after that luncheon, we were all going to go up to the station to the show, you know, up there on the mountain where you had the big plate glass windows looking over Birmingham. And Catherine decided she was going to ride with me, and Phyllis said, "No, you're not. You're getting in the car with me. Get in." Because she just didn't trust Catherine. And but no, she was, I've talked to her many times over the years, and she came down with that benefit that Larry was talking about the other day that Rich put together for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And just had a great time. Phyllis was a wonderful lady, and I tell you, what you hear on the radio is who she is, but the kindness and the gentleness of her heart and spirit. And she's had the last 10, 12 years has been extremely tough on that lady. But you know what? She persevered through all of it, held her head up, kept her chin tucked in, and she had the strength to do it. And it just broke my heart when I heard that she had passed away yesterday. And I tip my hat to Phyllis. Roll damn tide. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Wow. Larry is up next. Hey, Larry. Larry, you there? It was supposed to be Larry from Shelby. We'll try Rick from Southern Cal. Hey, Rick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Paul. And I couldn't agree with K-Dub, caller of the day, in my opinion, and I-Man, two class acts and two legends. And, yeah, I would definitely say that that there's a, you know, a name to be retired, it would definitely be Phyllis. I remember, I'll never forget the day she lit me up, man. I came on and was my usual doom and gloom Alabama thing, and she came on right after me and just basically called me out and said, you know, don't ever give up on Alabama. She just blew me up, and Alabama went on that season to win the national title. I think it was the very following the year after they lost to Ohio State. So, yeah, and they've won, what, two or three since that loss. But, so, yeah, she laid it on Cowherd and myself, and she was, just exactly right.
Well, she, that moment there, she had already been on one or two national shows, but that put her, she ended up the number of ESPN shows she started doing.
Oh my God!
Was
yeah.
I did the other side of it from studio, but she was right before Alabama was playing, I think, Clemson the first time in the national championship game. Or the second
right.
time.
I mean, she
was.
I don't think
she was set up.
And know how much of a legend she was.
Yeah, she was on SportsCenter. She was on other shows,
yep.
And there was nobody at ESPN that didn't know who she was.
No, and I've been a caller, I think, longer than she has. I go back, I think, 15 years now with you, and she surpassed me. You know, left me in the dust as a just an outstanding caller. So. I'm very, very blessed to have been able to listen to her and your show, and all my condolences go out to her family, and she was just a sweetheart of a lady. So,
Rick, thank you so much. Rick calling us from Southern California. We'll try Larry one more time. Larry, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Yeah, man. I've been spending quite a bit of time with her. You know, I go over there, her and her son. I carry her some bucket of chicken. You know, that country.
Hey, Larry, I'm trying to remember the. I know you were there, weren't you? We did that thing for the Daily Show.
Yeah, man.
Didn't you and Phyllis ride together?
Yeah, man. You lied to me. You're gonna pay that ticket.
I did. You told me you got a speeding ticket, right?
She tried to talk to police to give me that ticket.
So what happened? What happened there? I don't remember. I vaguely remember sitting there talking to you as we were leaving, but I had to catch a plane, and I didn't hear the end of the story.
Yeah, she was. We got pulled over by a motor scout, and Tuscaloosa's full of them, man. And I was lost. Me and her both. And he pulls me over. You know, I was going 5 over or something. And Phyllis goes rattling on. She says, you know, he's a Vietnam veteran. You know that? And he's writing that ticket. He said, mm-hmm. And he's writing. She goes, yeah. He used to be a policeman. You know that? No, I didn't know that. And then he keeps writing. And then she says, we're going to the Paul Feinbaum show. Do you know that? Who's Paul Feinbaum?
That's pretty good. That, by the way, that's why I couldn't help you with the ticket.
Yeah, I know her. I told her, just quit, fellas. He ain't going to stop writing that ticket. Just quit. Please, huh? But she tried her best. I swear, man. The favorite one is Elvis was king of rock and roll, and she was the queen of roll tide roll.
Yeah, that's great. That was quite a crew. We had you, I-Man. We had you, I-Man, and Jerome that day. And what was the guy? The guy, the pretty famous comedian, was there at the – at the Rammer Jammer. We spent about 2 hours taping that. And
I'm in on that flapper, yeah. 40 miles an hour.
I'm in didn't take too many breaths.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of the pallbearers. So, you know, I'm honored. She helped me bury my daughter, man. I mean, my God, how much, you know, when people say, don't do it. And, you know, it was funny when she run out of everything and had nothing, nobody would help her, man. You know, it's sad sometimes, but you know what? she loved a certain people, man, and you knew who it was. But I'm going to miss the heck out of her. And, Paul, I just want to call and tell everybody that thank you for giving her good wishes, and I'll be at the funeral. I'll see you, man.
Thank you, Larry. Larry calling us, and we'll take a short break. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back. We're remembering Phyllis, and we talked earlier today with Bob Lockamy, who was originally who was on the original show that we did here, and we remembered Phyllis. I want to say hello to Bob Lockamy. Not only has Bob been a close friend for most of my adult existence, but for those of you who don't remember back, Bob really was the original guy who came up with the idea for this show, the very initial, the very original formation of the program. Bob was there on day one and was with us for a long, long time as the show grew, and really played a critical role in helping bring Phyllis from Mulga and many others onto the scene. Bob, first of all, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this afternoon that we spent a lot of time remembering back.
Well, Paul, thank you for the invitation and to have this opportunity to share some thoughts with you. And as your original sycophant sidekick,
Bob, for those who don't even remember the old Carson show, Bob used to say he was Ed McMahon, except Ed McMahon was a multimillionaire, Bob.
Yes, he was. he did well. Paul, I just want to say, and I was so touched in your opening comments and your comments, Twitter comments and all, too. But your opening today, heartbreaking news. When I got your text yesterday afternoon, it just was, and you said it. I'm not sure what else could be said. To hear that news was so heartbreaking.
Bob, I've been asked today in various interviews about, you know, when Phyllis first came onto the scene, and I vaguely remember something. I'm not even sure I remember the first call, but I remember she was upset, I think, about something that we had said about Gene Stallings, because they had developed a friendship through her son, Christopher. Do you remember how she became what she ended up being?
Vividly, Paul. It's a moment that has stuck with me in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, I'll date myself here and the show. I have a cassette tape of that call. A cassette tape for a lot of your listeners going, what? Actually, Paul, and I think this is really something, her first call was not Phyllis from Mulga.
Okay.
It was Chris and his mom.
Oh, I do remember that.
and they were distraught. We had scheduled a guest, and he was on, a guy named Jersey Red. Jersey Red, and he ripped in. It was Iron Bowl week, 93.
Okay.
And Jersey Red ripped into Coach Stallings. I'm even hesitant to share some of the things.
Oh, yeah, it was brutal.
It was horrible and so uncalled for. And you know, you talked with Jersey Red, and then you said, let's take some calls. And I think the first or second call that you took was Chris and his mom.
Okay, I do remember that.
And Chris initially lit into Jersey Red. You know, you're talking about a 12 or 13-year-old young man at that time. And then Jersey Red ripped into Chris.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, his mom, Phyllis from Mulga, comes charging in, and Jersey Red had a classic line at that moment. He said, "Who am I talking to, Eckle or Jekyll? Jekyll or Hyde?" something like that. And Chris stepped aside, and Phyllis just lit into him and ripped him a new one, and basically shut him down. And that was the first call.
Jersey Red was a character from, I think, he was friends with somebody we knew. It may have been Mike Godfrey. I can't remember.
It was Coach Godfrey, yeah.
And he was also a good friend, or one of Rick Pitino's best friends. I mean, he had quite a following, this guy. And he sounded like anybody from Jersey would sound, obnoxious, snarky, whiny.
Yeah.
And Phyllis just literally took him apart, and it was, and that was the beginning of it. And I mean, we had had other, well-known callers, Don from downtown, Liberty Bell, who else used to, Steve from Forest Park. Remember those guys? I mean, this was like what I used to refer to as the Gemini Seven, the Mercury Seven. I'll get my astronauts. The Mercury Seven. For those who don't know, that was the original group of astronauts that went. John Glenn, all these guys that, Alan Shepard, orbited the Earth. Some of them didn't even. I think the first shot didn't even orbit the Earth. And that's who they were. And then Phyllis really started the next iteration of the show that fortunately is still going on.
And she was such a treat to work with, Paul, as you mentioned.
How did you get to know her behind the scenes?
Well, we put out, she called back and we had our phone screeners that said, when this call comes back and this was the Friday before the Iron Bowl. And she called the first part of the week, and so we were able to connect. And Paul, that led to some incredible times.
Now, Bob, am I right in remembering? I was with Pat Smith yesterday in Birmingham, and we were reminiscing. But there's so much territory to cover. But this is part of the program that I don't think really gets enough attention. The embryonic days, but the first major feud in the show. And correct me if I'm wrong. Was Phyllis and B.O.B., am I correct?
Oh, without question. I recall, as you, that Bring On Bama, B.O.B., and Phyllis. And one of the first Feinbaum phoner feuds.
Yeah. Well, we had done a little bit of it early on with – I picture this that Chad carpeting at WAPI, and we would have Ray from Irondale and
that shag carpeting, Paul, was known as acoustics.
Yeah, it didn't work very well. It's more than we have now in a big television studio. These were minor compared to what we later had with Phyllis and B.O.B. and then of course I don't remember. Tammy, when she came along a little bit later, I'm pretty sure. But Phyllis was the original. I want to take a break because, to me, Bob, if there's ever been a moment that I don't think we were able to preserve, that might have been the funniest program. I believe that Warren St. John depicted this briefly in his Rammer Jammer, Yellowhammer book that came out about a season in the life of Alabama football. That was a conversation we had earlier in the program with Bob Lockerman. We'll come back and finish it out with some of your calls, remembering Phyllis, after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.